Hey Overflow, Trevor here. It has been 4 months since much of our normal ways of gathering and doing things as a church community have completely shifted. And with that, from the beginning, we really wanted to focus on things that matter most and some lasting practices and ways of connecting with one another and with God that will last, rather than just reacting to the moment and figuring out some things just to do in the meantime to kind of keep things going, if you will. One of the things that we've been really wanting to grow in this time and praying to God and hoping for is just a deeper intimacy with Jesus, that we would experience a deeper closeness to him, that we would understand him more deeply, that we would hunger for him more. And we really wanted to do that. So we've tried to encourage one another to engage in just the simple practice of setting aside time each day, not just time, but unhurried time, time that is protected, time that we're not rushing to the next thing, but unhurried time to be with God, and specifically to focus during that time on studying and meditating on scripture and spending time in prayer and communion with God. And we're going to continue this together, and we'll continue to lean into this together for the long haul. And this has been something that we've been really encouraged by, is those of us that have been engaging in this in deeper ways, we're going to continue to do that together. No matter if we're gathering in person again or whatever that looks like, we want to continue to do this. And if you haven't been doing it, well, now is a great time to begin. So with that, this month, we are going to be studying and meditating on another gospel account. A few months ago, we studied the gospel according to Mark, and this month, we are going to be studying the gospel according to John. Now, context is so important for us to understand what is actually being said and what it means. We want to read scripture on its terms, not on our own terms, and we want to understand what the author is saying and what God is communicating through them. So one of the things, the resources that we're pointing to, and this is on the website as well, but you can look them up on your own, is the Bible Project videos. And there are two that are, one is on chapters 1 through 13 in the book of John, and the others are on the rest of John. So encourage you guys to take about 10 minutes to watch that first video before you dive in. And it just provides really good context to understanding what we're reading and what's being said and kind of the intention of it. But in short, John is written by a close disciple or an apprentice of Jesus, someone learning the way of Jesus and what it means to follow him. And it's either written by John, son of Zebedee, or another disciple named John that would later be known as John the Elder. But either way, it's someone who has an eyewitness account of Jesus's life, how he lived, what he ate, how he interacted with the people around him, what he said, his ministry, how he loved people, what he taught, all of those things. And then, of course, his death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. And there, he is telling the story from his perspective with a clear purpose in mind. And the end of John, in chapter 20, verse 13, he makes it clear that this was all so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and that by believing, you may have life, true life, in his name. And I think as we read, that is what we are looking to Jesus for, to understand more clearly and to believe more deeply that Jesus is the Messiah, and by believing that we may have life in his name. So I invite you to join us in the gospel according to John as we seek to understand Jesus more clearly and love God and others more deeply, and as God shapes us into the kind of people that he wants us to be. And scripture and prayer is one of the ways that we can pursue this and allow God to transform us and renew our minds the way that he promises to do as we seek him. So with that, couple practicals. One, on the website, we have a plan and we'll be sending it out in some text messages, but download and print out the plan, or more simply just it's a schedule, a reading schedule of what we're going to be reading each day. I encourage you to if you have a calendar in your room or on your phone, to actually schedule it out. And if you need to, you can just take it week by week and schedule it out, and then plan a time. For me, I've been trying to do it first thing when I wake up in the morning before I turn on my phone or do anything else. I schedule out that time the night before, and whether it be 10 minutes or an hour, I really try to protect that time and not fill it with anything else. And then I can begin to engage my day. And it's been a great way to start the day. The next thing is text Overflow Daily to 56316. And if you don't have a phone, obviously you can have either your parents do it or a sibling or someone who does have a phone. But if you do this, you'll receive a daily recording of one of us on staff and other people in our community reading the scripture of the day and providing either a question or a little bit of context ahead of time that will kind of help you as you read, hopefully, and then also gives it a reminder of what we're reading that day. So obviously use this as much as it is helpful for you, but it is helpful sometimes to hear someone else reading it and reading it along with them. And also, this is a practice that followers of Jesus have been doing for a long time, is actually hearing the word of God read instead of just reading it on a page, and sometimes it can be difficult to understand. So encourage you to still have your Bible out, to be underlining things that stick out or questions that may pop up. And with that, encourage you to have a journal. If you don't have a journal, we would love to give you a journal, but you can use pieces of paper in a binder or just kind of a simple journal. And encourage you, as you read each day, just jot down questions or insights or different thoughts that you have that you may come back to later. And as you seek truth and seek answers to those questions and bring older, wiser followers of Jesus into that, people in our community to kind of help you in that, we're all figuring this out together, and we want to understand what is being said and what it means. So encourage you to have a journal that you can always go back to for that. And then the other two are less practical, but more just like posture, is do the best you can. This is not about becoming a master of the book of John and understanding every line and every word to its fullest, right? Knowing Jesus is more than that. And knowing Jesus more than we did before, at the very least, just a better familiarity with scripture, is a win. That's awesome. That's huge. So do the best you can. And if you miss a couple days or whatever that may be, don't fret. You can continue and always go back and read or listen to kind of stay on track. But just encourage you to do the best you can. And the hope and the prayer is that we would move from reading scripture as a duty, like because we have to or because we're obligated to, and do it out of delight. And there may be days where it's like God is speaking directly to you, or scripture is just coming alive in ways that you never have before, and Jesus is just so clear. And there may be times, more times than not, where it feels like it's difficult to even read one sentence, and your mind is just wandering and going to a bunch of different places. And I want to just encourage you, this is an opportunity, not a burden. And God is so gracious to us when we make a mistake or miss a day. And it's more of just like, darn, you missed out on an amazing time with God in scripture, rather than, oh, how could you forget another day? So if you're feeling any of that burden or that shame that kind of goes along with reading scripture, I just encourage you to put that away, look to God, and just enjoy that time with him, even if it's difficult at times. So I'm on this journey myself, and I am definitely in need of growth in this area. And I'm excited for those of you that are willing to take this step. And if you're a part of Overflow, if you are part of our Overflow community and Grace Fellowship Church family, and you call this home and you're involved in small groups, and we just encourage you to do this. And for those of you that aren't, maybe you're kind of on the fringe and you're like, I'm still kind of figuring out what all this is about. I encourage you, take this step, and maybe this is what God has for you right now. So may God bless you and fill you with the knowledge and understanding of him. And may you overflow with love for him and others. Amen.